大家好，我是 Wesley.
And this is Jennifer.
我们来看第二十五课。
Lesson 25. Got pickpocketed.
被扒了，被扒手扒了。我们来搭配笔记，聆听绘画。
Listen to the text with the help of the notes given. Beyond description.
难以形容。
Concentrate on.
专注于。
A petty crime.
轻微的犯罪。
Not necessarily.
未必。
A lost cause.
没希望的事。好，了解笔记之后呢，我们来听一下外师的对话。
Dialogue. Hey, Tim, you look like you've had a bad day.
I got pickpocketed. I'm furious beyond description.
Oh, no. What happened?
I think my wallet and phone must have been taken at the concert.The only time that I wasn't concentrating on my surroundings was when they played my favorite song.
You should inform the police.
That's the last thing that I would do. They won't be interested in such a petty crime.
I still think you should report it. It's not necessarily a lost cause.
The fact that I have no evidence won't help.
There may be CCTV evidence. Don't give up.
再次聆听并回答问题。
Listen again and answer the questions below.
在听第二遍之前，请各位先看一下下列三个问题。现在开始听对话。
Dialogue. Hey, Tim, you look like you've had a bad day.
I got pickpocketed. I'm furious beyond description.
Oh, no. What happened?
I think my wallet and phone must have been taken at the concert. The only time that I wasn't concentrating on my surroundings was when they played my favorite song.
You should inform the police.
That's the last thing that I would do. They won't be interested in such a petty crime.
I still think you should report it. It's not necessarily a lost cause.
The fact that I have no evidence won't help.
There may be CCTV evidence. Don't give up.
接下来我们来看看刚刚的问题还有答案。
Questions for discussion. Question 1. What happened to the man? Answer. He got pickpocketed. Question 2. What does the woman suggest to the man? Answer.She suggests informing the police. Question 3. Does the man want to report the crime? Answer.